We're going to actually pick up from Wednesday night. I'm actually going to make this plain to you today. Victoria is going to be our awesome example again today. And it says, you're the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in you and I will walk. He didn't say with you. He said in. And he didn't say just dwell. He said, not only am I going to dwell, I'm going to walk in you. And I'll be a father to you. He's talking about a whole operation, a spiritual operation in the earth with the Father. That word walk in you means, if you look it up in the Strong's Concordance, it says it right there in the Strong's Concordance. It says to perambulate. And I remember one time the Lord led me that scripture and I'm like, perambulate? I've never even heard that word, perambulate. And the Lord said, yes, because I'm going to teach you how to perambulate. Because I want to teach you how I walk, how the Father walks in you. He'll dwell with you in presence. He'll walk in you in promise, in vision, in faith. He's going to walk in you. And walking in you, there's some awesome times with that. It's the most exciting operation. I can't wait to teach it to all the nations, but we're bringing a whole proving ground with it right now, and it's getting more glorious and more glorious by the day. So I want to share a little bit of a review, and then I'm going to get into the actual process of what it means to perambulate and that operation with the Father. The Father's going to walk in you here. That's not just walking in you. That's walking in you. Amen. He's not only going to dwell with you. He's going to walk in you. And when the Father walks in you, because He is the God that was and is to come, when the Father's present, He's always going to be talking to you about your future, even if that drives you nuts, like the little acorn that wants to be the big oak tree. When you first get the promises of God, He'll just keep giving it and keep giving it, especially if you dwell with Him. Because you dwell with Him, He's going to keep reinforcing who you are. And He's like, when are you going to let me do this? Well, a lot of times God's going to set your future in you. But it's a future that's going to be done by God. It's going to be brought out by God. And there's certain things you can do and certain things you can't do. And one of the things you can't do, you're going to learn real fast what you can't do, because God's going to teach you what you can't do. You can't get your hands on God's future. You can't get your soul on God's future. You can't get your sufficiency on God's future. You can't do God's future, but He's going to let you try and do it, because He's got to get that part out of you. And so we call that phrase, Uzzah. And what it was is you get around the ark, see, God's glory is going to come and walk alongside you. And that's going to walk in you. But there's certain parts of you that can touch it and certain parts of you that cannot touch it. And you'll have to learn that along the journey of what you can do, what you can't do. And when you get too much of you involved in the equation, that's when Uzzah started trying to steady the ark. And when you start steadying the ark, there's a part of you that's going to die. And that part still has to die. And if you're still trying to steady your ark, you're not ready. You have to get to the end of steadying the ark. You have to let go. It's called dying, surrender. Everyone comes that walks with God comes to that place in life into the full surrender. Now, that's phase one. But a lot of times what happens is we park in the full surrender because we've tried to do this and we have failed miserably and we've gotten burnt or we've gotten broken. And if you've ever had an Uzzah situation in your life, you know what that feels like. And after about the second Uzzah, it's a little more difficult. Third and fourth, if you're a 3- and 4-time Uzzah, that's called certified hammerhead. The harder the head, the harder it takes the break, you know. But the breaking's going to come, especially if you stay with God, because He's not going to let go of the promise. So it's going to sit inside you, but you can't touch it and you don't know what to do with it. Well, I am going to help you with that process today, because there is something you can do. There is something that you can get all up into the mix with God. There's a part of you that can't touch it, and there's a part of you that's supposed to walk with it. And if you don't know the difference, God's going to teach you. If you're a promise person, if you're going to this church, you're most likely a promise person. You're carrying something for this generation. You're carrying something that must come out as part of the Father's plan for this generation. And it has to roll out but you can't row it out. God's got to row it out. But God's going to row it out with you working with Him. And because this is a promised generation, a glory generation, God has some very, very big dreams for this generation and His people. And the bigger the dream, the more glory's involved, the less of you, the more of Him. The more of Him, you're going to have to learn how to work with Him in that promise and dream with Him. And that's what we're going to talk about, how to dream in the promise, how to keep your hands off of it in the natural, but get your spirit all up involved with it. And when you learn how to do this, there are certain things you can do to accentuate what God is calling you to do, to accentuate that promise in the earth and actually help as a co-laborer with God in bringing it out from the heavens into the earth. Hallelujah. So when the Lord says in the mysteries of prayer in the upper room that when you pray in that day, what day? In the day that I introduce you to the union with me and my Father, in that day you know that I am in you, that you're in me, and that I'm in the Father. That day you understand the union. That day you're introduced to the love of the Father. That day you understand the fellowship and the love and the union. And that day, I'm not going to pray to the Father for you. I'm going to bring you into the presence of the Father. And you're going to pray to the Father. And my Father's going to give it to you. My Father's going to give you what you pray for. But I'm going to do it. So there's two things going on. The Father's going to give, but the Lord's going to do. The Father, if you're a note taker, this is hugely important. When you pray to the Father, He only transacts in, through, and by the name of Jesus. That's His only transaction. He says, when you pray and ask in my name, that's not just saying, Father, I ask in the name of Jesus. You're actually asking for what's in that name, because all of our inheritance has been stored in that heaven, in that name, in heavenly places. God took it up there. He put it up there. When the Lord restored it, everything that was restored, all the spiritual blessings are in heavenly places, outside of the enemy's limitations. But we have been given the authority to access it. So when we go to pray, we're not just saying the name of Jesus. We're asking for what's in that name. And the more you understand that what's in that name, the more you can receive. So we have to have a full understanding of what's in that name. God's going to give you that understanding. And the more you understand about the name of Jesus, that everything in heaven has been settled. Before you ever even attempt to bring anything out from the heavens down into the earth, know for a certainty, write it down, it is settled. It is finished. It is done. It is complete. In God's economy, everything is done. It doesn't look like it's done, but you're looking at the earth. In heaven, it's done. I'll prove it to you. Just go read the book of Revelations. That wasn't just a prophecy. John walked that book out in real time. He was translated into a future, and he lived that future as an eyewitness apostle. He witnessed firsthand the book of Revelation. He interacted. He talked. He wept. He cried. He ate scrolls. And he walked all the way to the end with God. He wasn't the first one to walk to the end. God's been walking men out into himself for quite a long time. He did it with Abraham, cut the covenant. He didn't come to Abraham and cut the covenant. He took Abraham for a journey in himself that day. He said, walk before me and today you'll be perfect. What he said is, today you're going to walk before my face. I'm going to bring you before my face and we're going to go walk out your generation. And if you look at the Smith's Bible or one of the real-time translations, they'll say, or authentic translation, the way it spoke, he says, I'll make you a father of many nations. He didn't say that. He said, thou hast been a father of many nations. Kings have come out from your loins. Your name is no longer Abram, but has been Abraham. Every time was, has been, done, completed. Even Romans picked up and said, as the scripture is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Going back to that day, he made him before it ever happened. He didn't speak it where he was. He spoke it from a position that was in front. God's design of faith, the greatest, if you're a note taker today, you want to write this one down. The greatest faith ever is found in front of the equation, not in the middle, not behind. God's greatest victories are always in front. And what God wants to do is get you out in front. What the enemy wants to do, if he can't get you keeping out front, he wants to keep you where you are, or he wants to roll you back. He loves the past. Don't let anybody hold your past against you. God doesn't hold it. Not only he said, your sin and iniquity, I have separated as far as east and west. He said, the sin and iniquity, I will what? Remember no more. He washed the remembrance of it. If you're running around the remembrance of your failures and the faults, God's not putting that there. You are. It may be locked up inside you. But in God, he's already forgotten it. And you're going to have faith in his blood. You know, Romans 3, not just said the blood of Jesus, is faith in his blood. You're going to have to apply some faith sometime to get that past and that history washed out of you. I mean, you got some history you need washed out. Because you can't carry that into the future. That's what Penuel was about. When Jacob came before God, the blessing of God was to shift him forward, not backwards. It was about the changing of the name, the changing of the identity, the changing. God is all about moving us into his predestinated plan for our life. Amen. So he sends glimpses, visions, dreams, words, rhemas, revelations. Where he's speaking from, it's finished. But it's coming to you where you are. So you look at his future, but God said it's done. You see that? Like Tina was saying today, there is no more resistance. Because she's speaking from another place. Because that's where God says, where I am, there is no resistance. Where you are, there's resistance. But I need you to get to where I am. How do I get to where he is? Well, when he brings me the word, that's easy. When he brings me the vision, that's easy because he translates me. He encounters me. He brings me out of where I am and he brings me into where he is. And I'm going, hallelujah. You feel like a lion. You're ready to roar. You have faith because that word came with faith. You're ready to take the nations on. But then give it 3 days, 3 weeks. And you slowly start grafting back into where you are. Slowly getting back into the familiar. Where did that word go? Where did that glory go? Where did that vision go? Where did that encounter go? You don't even want to talk about the encounter anymore. Man, you were on fire. Glory to God. Somebody comes to talk about an encounter and you're talking about yesterday. Because the enemy is coming. What God needs us to do is learn how to co-labor. So when we pray to the Father, I'm going to tell you this. If it's in the name of Jesus, his answer is always yes. He, most of the time, doesn't look at you. He says yes. Say yes. Because if you receive by faith, he's got a yes attached to it. So when the Lord said, my Father will give it to you. When you pray, believe you receive. He's telling you the Father's going to take it out of my name. He's going to take that spiritual inheritance and he's going to translate it into you. He is going to move that in the form, but most of the time it still has not come into manifestation yet. It's still inside you, but it's in you now. Where it was in him, it's in you. How many of you ever walked around with something up inside you? How many of you ever walked around with, oh my God, I've got something inside of me that's got to get out into the earth. I have a living destiny. I've got nations inside of me. Because you're carrying it now. God is giving it to you. And you're going, hallelujah. Until you got to go walk with it into the earth. Now you've got the ark up inside you. Now the glory's moved up inside you. The Father's moved that glory out from the name of Jesus, out from the heavenly realm, and he's moved it up into the realm of your spirit. He has placed that glory up inside of you. How many of you ever had that? How many of you have it right now? Now what?
Well, we'll wait on the Lord.
Well, how long are you going to wait? Long time. Or, first thing we try to do is go do it. God will give you a direct transaction
from the name of Jesus. He'll put it up in your spirit. And he'll let you walk around the earth full. And he'll know that you have the capacity, because he did this with Abraham. He went and seeded Abraham, knowing he had capacity for Ishmael. Knowing he was going to go try to work it out. Knowing he was going to try to do, oh, let's make Eleazar the son. Let's make Ishmael the son. Knowing he's going to work it out. God's going to let all that happen. But that thing is going to stay up inside you. Even while all your capacities have to die. But there's coming a day, the real's coming out. Now what I'm about to talk to you about for this next Father's House 20 minutes or so is what to do with this thing we've got up inside of us. Do you know this church is carrying something up inside of us? We are carrying a glory for this generation. A crown is coming out from the heavens. Now, if I wait, then here's what my prayer is going to be like. Father, I have received. Now I'm waiting on your manifestation. Now, if I do that, I'm going to get very disappointed when nothing happens day in, day out. But this doesn't leave, but nothing is manifested. But it's still here. This stuff was up in here 10 years ago. Because it's sitting right here. See the thin veil from spirit to manifestation. But it's still here. Hey, the good news is still here. Hey, that's good news. If you still have it and you're still groaning on the inside and you still got heavenly stuff up on the inside of you, that's a good thing. That means you haven't given up. That means that the devil hasn't stole it. That means it's still living up inside you. Now, what do I do with it? Because God the Father said, not only am I going to transact with you, I'm going to dwell with you and be a father to you in the earth, but I'm going to walk in you. Because the Father's going to teach us how to walk that out before we walk it out. Jesus said it like this, my Father worketh hitherto, now I work. I can only do what I see the Father doing. The Father showeth the Son all things that himself doeth. My Father's working. See, God's working. He just works in a different dimension. Because what the Father does is releases his creative thoughts for our generation. His creative thoughts for you, for who you are, for your future, for your hope. He has a creative design for you. The enemy is constantly working on his design for you. God, the Father, is constantly working on his. That's why people love prophecy conferences. They love to go. They'll flock because I want a word. I'll tell you how to get words. You want to know how to get words? If you will co-labor with the word God has already given you, he will give you more words than you know what to do with. If you know what to do with, if you'll do something with what he has given and start working the word he's already given, man, he'll pile on. You ever heard of pile on? God is the king of piling on. Now, so today I want to teach you how to unlock the Father's creative thoughts. And the way you unlock them is what we call this realm of perambulation. I will walk in you. There is a part of you that can walk on out. We've talked about this a lot, but I'm going to use an example today to help you understand this in a way that maybe you didn't understand it before. Because when I start talking about the crown, some of you are like, that's good, but I don't really get what's going on with the crown and what everything you do there. And that's okay. That's my calling. But I'm going to give you something kind of that can help us all. And this happened on Victoria's birthday, and she gave me permission to share this. Now she's here. And so this is awesome. So we're going to do this again. And I'm going to show you how this works in a way that's going to help you. Now, Victoria, she's winning the battle with her eyesight. It was a degenerative eyesight thing, but she's winning that battle. Now, she's praying. She's been in here every Tuesday, but now it's come to the level that she can't drive safely. So Carl drives her, but so it's changed a part of her life. So now, this healing, this works, by the way, in any area. We're just going to use healing today. Creative. It needs a creative miracle. Say creative. This creative miracle that she's in total process now with this creative miracle. Now, let me ask you a question. Has God already paid the price? Did Jesus already, by his stripes, she is healed? Surely he has borne your sickness, carried your pains. So in the name of Jesus, or in that heavenly name, is there healing? Is there creative healing there? So the process of the creative healing, so is it finished? In heaven it is. So the process of what we're talking about is how to get that finished work here. How do we get it here? The Bible says, I want you to go to Hebrews 11. I want you to see this particular scripture. We do this every day. And when the Lord taught us how not to get stuck in our prayer life anymore, man, does it get glory. And I'm going to attest to you. I have a couple people pray with me in this. And when we get to the end, the glory of God is manifesting in the end in a part of a day that hadn't even happened yet. Just understand that God's word is a mystery. So understand that what we're sharing is a great mystery on how creative faith works and how the Father's creative design gets rolled out into the earth. So Hebrews 11, verse 3, it says, through faith, we understand that the world were framed by the word of God, so the things that are seen in the world were not made by the things that appear. Whatever was made by something else. They were made by the word of God. Romans also says dunamis had a part of that creation. But more importantly, when God spoke his word, he had a creative design in his own self. He already saw what a tree looked like. He already saw what the animal kingdom looked like. He had diversity beyond diversity when he spoke all that. It came out from a creative design with his own self. But it was framed. And the word framed is very interesting. It means frame is to complete thoroughly. So whatever originated in the realm of the spirit was thoroughly completed in the earth. So it originated in the realm of the spirit as creative design, creative thought. When the Father spoke it, it was completed here. Now, the words that you speak are huge, but I'm going to tell you how to put a supercharger on those words. It's not only what you're saying, it's what you're seeing. And not only what you're seeing, it's what you're feeling. And not only what you're feeling, it's what you're experiencing. What we need to do with our faith is first get out from the circumstance. A good place to get out is go up. Go right up that ladder. Those of you who come around this church know how to go up there. We need to get out first because our circumstance is not an atmosphere of faith. You're not going to birth a lot living in a continual circumstance of the known. The enemy constantly enforces this realm. And every time you try to believe God for something, he's going to send more reinforcement to either bind you where you are or get you to back up. Or get you to just live. Just dwell or wait forever. Now God, he likes to get you out. Come out from among them. We go through a whole series, going up the mountain, surrender, getting into the righteousness, getting in the rest, getting into the Father's love. And now we're ready to transact. Now we're ready to bring that realm here. Now when he said in the Father's prayer, thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. Those two M's are different M's. One of them is E-N. Means a fixed position. In heaven was the fixed position. The other end was a different end. Thy will be done in the earth. That word is epi. Epi, which means to superimpose. They do it in record albums. They do it in images. To superimpose one image for another. See, the world has a fallen image. But God has the real, the authentic, the restored, the original. God's all about getting the original image back to man. Man fell from his original image. God wants to restore the original image. In Victoria's case, her eyesight is not reflecting in the earth the original image of God. But God has an image there, and it's finished there, and it's done there. So she goes up the ladder and prays to the Father in secret. He gives it to her, so now she's carrying the promise of the creative vision. Right? Now she carries it, I have it. Everyone that seeks God, that knows God enough, is always going to get this I have it moment. You got it. God is giving it to you. You got the assurance. You know that you know. But see, that's where it all really begins. Because when the Father gives you something from the realm, now watch this, from the realm of riches and glory. See, that realm the enemy has no access to. He lusts with a lust beyond lust for the things he cannot have. It's not enough for him to run roughshod over nations and over the world. He wants what he can't have. And he can't get back up in the presence of God to be the worship leader. And he can't get your inheritance, the one Jesus restored up there. He's off limits. That's why the Lord put it up there, so he can't get it. Now, when you get a transaction from God and God says it's yours, it's inside you, you're not going to be living up there all your life. You got to come back down into ground zero. Now you're going to walk right back into circumstantial ground zero realm. Guess what? I don't know how he knows it, but the enemy knows if you got something. Every devil in the world knows if you got something. Nothing can be happening good in your life, but the devil knows, oh my God, there is something up inside of them. When David was anointed, I mean, he was roaming around in caves and dens, and the devil, and Saul was trying, constantly tracking him down because he knew there was a crown up inside of him. He was trying to take it. See, it's what's inside you he wants now. It's what's inside you that has to get manifested here. So that's when some serious warfare starts happening. Right after your greatest breakthrough. Right after your encounter with God. Right after when he gives you a vision, explodes you and just blows you up. And all of a sudden, oh, I'm ready for the nations. Here comes. What do I do now? God, I have received my eyesight. But I don't see. So now we have to move into the realm the Lord operated in. The realm that I only do now what I see my Father doing. He wasn't talking about seeing with the eyes of the mind or he was talking about seeing with the eye of the heart. The one in Matthew, if an eye be singly interwoven in Christ, your whole body will be filled with a light. Your whole body, your whole spirit being will be filled with the light of another realm, another kingdom. You'll see what the Father does. You'll see what he's doing. And God will keep that vision in the forefront of your heart. And you will speak from the heart. You will see from the heart. Joshua said it like this. The Lord appeared to him and said, now see that I have given. Say, have given. The Lord is going to work in the have given realm with you. He's going to get you up into the future and have you speak some things from your present. Speak from the future into your present. To get you into the future, you're going to have to walk out with him. How do I walk out with him beyond my circumstance? That's when God said, I will walk in you. Now, when the Father says he's going to walk in you, that means he that was, he that is, but he that was. Now we're going to start getting the glory realm activated. Because when you get in the glory realm, you get the shift. Now, I don't have to wait for God to shift me into an encounter. He already has told me my future. He's already said. So I'm standing in front of Victoria. This is Tuesday. And I just saw a whole path of perambulation roll out for her. And I just started saying. And I started saying, and boy, you could just see. She was just the light and the glory of God coming on. It was like God was saying happy birthday. Now I'm going to share this with you. Because I want to show you how this works now. So. Suddenly I said, okay, when you pray, believe that you have received. In other words, God wants it in a past tense position. What would that actually mean? So let's say you're sitting in Magnolia. What's the first thing would happen if God healed you? I said, you would go get those keys. You would go sit up in your car. You would start that engine and you would go drive. And then I said, not only would you go drive, you would drive within probably the first 24 hours to go see your mom. And you would go to Galveston. You would drive and you would be rejoicing the whole way through, and you would be on the cell phone with mom and say, "Mom, he did it. My eyesight has been completely 100% restored." And you're talking on the phone and said, "I'm on my way to see you." And you would drive a familiar route that you're driving, and then you would go in front of your mom and y'all would rejoice and you would hug and you'd say, "Glory to God. Hallelujah." And then you would call your doctor and said, "I am ready to come in and give a testimony. I want you to do full examination because I can see." And the doctor says, "Well, that's impossible." And said, "Well, that's good, because I'm going to stand right in front of you and let you see that I see." Okay, all that's going to happen. And then what I always talk about when you're perambulating a day or perambulating something, you need an end. It's not, you don't want to go on forever and ever. So there needs to be some kind of end. And there's a reason for the end. So when I was ministering on Wednesday night, I was sharing this dream. I said, I saw her standing on the beach in Galveston. I think it was the morning, sun was coming up, and she was standing there giving glory to God as she watched the sun come up with her eyes and the glory of God and say, "Lord, I can see your creation again." And you were so lost in the presence and the glory of God that it's like something she's going to do. Okay? Now, all of this is God's word for her, but it lives in the creative realm of the Father's heart, because in his heart, that's what he sees. He sees her seeing. In the realm of the enemy, he sees her not being able to see. So I said, "Now, here is your day." So when you stand down, you've gone up in fellowship with God, you receive the anointing. Now we're going to go back into the war zone. You come out of the secret place. You come out of the right hand of God. Now we're going to go stand down in the war zone. Nothing's changed. Back in the same realm. But now you have changed. Because now you have something to do. With your eyes closed, you're going to see. Now I said, "Now when you stand there now, we're going to move. Now, Father, thy will be superimposed into the earth as it is already done in heaven. I'm going to walk out your will in the earth with you in the spirit. And you're going to walk with me and in me. And we're going to walk a new day together. Beginning with now, I'm going to stand up and I'm going to walk over to that dresser." Now, she's still sitting in her prayer chair, but her spirit man is going to walk over to that dresser and grab them keys. And her spirit man is going to get up in that car and start that car. And her spirit man is going to grab that phone while she starts driving to Galveston. And she's going to be on the phone telling everybody what's happened. "Mom, you can't believe what's happened. Lily, you can't believe what's happened. Roxanne, you got to believe what's happening. I can see." And as she says that, she's going to say it with her mouth. "I see that you have healed me. I see myself healed, but I'm seeing from the realm of the spirit, not from the mind's eye, because I'm walking in a new day. And I'm going to stand in front of mom, and mom and I are going to hug and say, 'God has done this. Look what the Lord has done.' And we're going to have our tea together. And then I'm going to wake up the next morning. I'm going to walk out to that beach. And every day I'm going to look at that beach. I'm going to say, 'Lord, I see your sun rising. You've given me a new day. You have healed me. I am healed.'" Say, "I am healed." And then I'm going to go to the doctor's office the next day. All of this is being done in a realm called perambulation. Not from the mind's eye, from the heart, as a man thinketh in his heart. Now, that's lap one.
Did anything happen?
Yes. Your spirit got out of the now into the done in the earth. It's necessary to paint a new picture. In her case, the new picture is going to be, "I see that I see." It's necessary to paint a picture. So the next day, we're going to go up, and we're going to come right back down to ground zero, and we're going to go paint all over again. And we're going to take the same ride with the same car and the same set of keys. And we're going to keep doing that. And we're going to meet with mom. I'm going to go to sunrise and meet with the doctor. Then I'm going to get up in the morning. I'm going to do it again. Ever seen Groundhog Day? You're going to live Groundhog Day. Every day we're going to live Groundhog Day. Sometimes you're going to be like him. He's so excited because a new part of the day has showed up. Other days he's been in that day long enough. He goes, "Oh, do I got to live this day anymore?" But then some day he meets that girl and all of a sudden they're falling in love. He can't wait for the next day to come along because now we get to go in love and now we get the next part of falling in love. And then he keeps going around the same day until he realizes love, you know. Some days he can't stand waking up. Some days he's just jumping out. That's the way it's going to be. But you're going to paint. Because here's what's going to happen. As you're doing this by faith, the Father's with you. Remember, you're not doing this alone because I'm not alone. I'm speaking, I'm seeing, I'm feeling. And then what happens, and when this happens to you, you're going to know what I'm talking about is real. God's going to encounter you. Father's going to show up in the part of the day. Did this to me the other day. Just encountered me in His glory at the end of the day. Father's going to show up and He's going to go whoosh. And you're going to get caught up in His love. You're going to get caught up in His glory. And you did this for me. God, you love me. And He's loving you in a future position you haven't ever arrived to. But now you're in Him because you've tapped into Him that is to come. Because now I'm in Him to come. I'm in the real. The Father loves me. And all of a sudden the Father's encountering you. And then when you do it the next day, something else will come. God will give you another part of the picture, another image. Somebody's calling in. And He builds this incredible panoramic day, full of color, full of light, full of emotion at times, full of joy. And it makes believing a lot better than waiting on God. While the enemy hammers me down here, said, thank you very much, but I'm out of here. I'm going into see that I have given mode. I'm going into I only do what I see my Father does, and I see that my Father has me seeing today, and I'm going to go into His realm, and I'm going to leave this one. What's happening is faith is now appropriating and overlaying the finished work in heaven. It's starting to superimpose a new image in the earth, a new day in the earth, a new picture in the earth, a new realm in the earth. He's superimposing the will of God. And you're speaking and you're seeing from the heart. Sometimes you're experiencing, sometimes you're feeling, sometimes you're crying, sometimes you're laughing. Sometimes you don't even want to wake up and do it. But some days you are and the glory's there. And man, you get, what happens is you get locked into an image. Now watch this. When you get locked in the image, the enemy will come and fight you. And all I got to do is go walk in my image. And as soon as I turn around to my image, I leave His realm. But I'm still in the earth. But I've left His capacity to move me. And I'm only moved by the finished work of God. And now I can see what the Father does. And now there's a new day. This will work for ministry. It'll work for promise. It'll work for your children. It'll work for healing. It'll work for prosperity. It'll work for what you'll believe in God for. You're going to have to keep it, though, until there is a manifestation. Because now, here's what I do. You don't have to do this. All up to you. But I end up standing in the end of the day. There's the end of the day. In Victoria's case, unless God changes it, she likes this one, I know. She stands in the beach. That's her day. Amen. And now in the end of the day, you're going to turn around. You're going to address the place that you stood down when you came out of your secret place. I say coming out of the right hand of God, coming down the plumb line with the angels, whatever. But you can just call it coming out of your secret place. This is the place you stand down. This is where God's going to heal you. This is where the healing is actually going to take place. But you're going to address this place where He's going to heal you from over there. You turn around, and now, this is where you speak to your mountains. This is where you command the walls of Jericho to fall. This is where you command every mountain to bow low. Devil, get your hands off my body. You're speaking your body, but you're in a day of creation now. In front of where you are, I command you, get your hands off my body. And I command that healing in that body right there. And I command that body to follow me now where I am in the I am. Because I'm standing in a healed position. You will follow me with signs, miracles, wonders. You will follow me with goodness and mercy. He says He'll follow you. That means you're moving. Signs, miracles, and wonders demonstrate. Follow me where I follow me to this day. For this is a creative day in the Lord. I stand in the creative day of my Father. See that? You are not going to be dealing with unbelief anymore if you do this long enough. You are not going to be dealing with frustration anymore because this is what you can do. Now, you, what you can't do is do it. Because the one that's going to do it, Lord already promised, he goes, my Father will give you this. But if you know how to work this like I work it and see what my Father doing, then I'll come and do it for you. The Lord said, I will do it. Say, I will do it because the Lord's the creator. That's what he does. He creates, but he needs your faith. So when you stand in the day, you speak, follow me. What I like to do, I see it like my alabaster jar. I got a bowl. That's where all my faith, because the creative thoughts, the creative design of the day for victory be her day of life. It has all the scriptures, the promises, the inheritance, the word. But it's not just the word, it's the finished work. It has the finished position in it. Believe that I receive. You see all that? It has the encounters. It has the panoramic image because I've been walking this out every day. You see that? Now see, with Victoria, she's motivated. A lot of times it's hard to motivate people by faith because things get too easy. They don't want to do this, but I promise you, you start working this creative realm, not only are you going to get this, you are going to learn how the Father answers prayer from a creative realm. Amen? I believe this so much that I teach it before I even manifest it. And I can stand up in here with boldness because I know for a fact this is God's way to bring the creative into the earth. Follow me where I am in the I am. I stand in the finished day. I have a bow now. This bow is completed. It is finished. The word here, he's framed the day. He's completed. What does frame mean? To complete the day. We have superimposed this new image. It stands between me and that day you heal me. Now what you're going to do? I'm going to take this bowl. I got a bowl in that room. It's a big golden bowl. It's your alabaster jar. You're going to take it right back and you're going to walk it right back. Lord, I set this bowl right here in my prayer room. Within this bowl is a mixture. Within this bowl is a new day. Within this bowl, I have not only believed I've received, but there's been a painted day. My Father and I have walked it out. It has the creative designs of the Father. It has your word. It has the finished word, the completed word. It has the dunamis creative power. I present this bowl to you. And I'm going to set it right here in my prayer closet. And I'm going to give you glory and knowledge. You're the only one that can do this. There is no one else that can. You put me in a position that I have to. I've been placed in a position that only you can heal me now. But that's okay. Because you've already healed me. Look, I've already walked out today. You see that? You plant the oil. And then, Lord, this is yours. I have a sheet I'll give you next week. I already taught it. You can go find them. The seven attributes of Christ, our rewarder. He's a rewarder, a finisher, the completer, the doer, the maker. He is the performer, and he is Christ the faithful. And I go through all those attributes, and then I leave the bowl. My work is done. You see that? And that, sometimes the glory, you don't know when the glory is going to show up. It's like worship. You don't know when you're walking, when God's going to just go, ooh, jump on in there. Boom, right in the middle. You're on the phone. You're on your way to Galveston. God's flooded your car. But you're not in your car. You're in the prayer closet. But your spirit man is in a creative day with the Father now. And the Father shows up and goes, whoosh. God's saying, hey, I like what you're doing. Ha! He flashes you with his light. Ha! Some days I'm going through and nothing's happening. And then bam, boom, shakalaka. I've had God meet me at the end of the day and manifest his glory where I can't come out of it. I'm living in a manifested glory of a day that hadn't even happened yet, but it's happening inside of me. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom is within you. All of this is going on inside, but it's going to cause your faith to graduate out from circumstances and graduate out from doubt and graduate out from unbelief and get in there where God's doing something. We are a creative generation, and God is going to bring out the impossible. Because when you start doing this, nothing's impossible. Because you start walking out into the realm where it's not impossible. Because you see that I have already given it. I have already done it. Oh, hallelujah. Let's give God glory.